Hello and welcome to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello, everyone.
Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Excellent. Now, does anybody remember where we were at when we last left off?
Unfortunately.
We were in the Twilight Domain.
Mm-hmm.
Damon lost his blood hunting abilities in exchange for becoming a Twilight Domain cleric.
Based on intelligence.
Based upon intelligence instead of wisdom.
Which requires a lot of math.
And it's already been fixed.
Yeah.
We were in there to rescue Damon's best friend, who's been missing for a while. He hasn't seen him in years.
Weasel went missing?
No, that's Luna's best friend.
Luna went missing?
That's Cece's best friend.
And
Cece's best friend is Alcombustion, let's be clear.
You're right.
While we're in the Twilight Domain, we've run into a few enemies, and we know of another prisoner-esque. Somebody brought there by Necro, named Bakai? Bakai?
Bakari.
I even wrote the name.
I know.
Doesn't mean I know how to pronounce it.
So, yes, you guys found evidence of Bakari, that he's been there for 20 years, if I remember correctly.
Okay. Bakari was stuck in the realm of shadow for the last 50 years.
50, yeah.
Yeah.
Leo has been trapped here for like a couple days, as far as we know. At least a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everyone, you know, when you, basically you get the warning, the voodoo warning that said his ass is in trouble. Alright, so, so who remembers exactly where you are? Because I do.
We ran into a giant cylinder-shaped building.
Dome building, same thing. Like the part, I never get it right. Pantheon?
No, rotunda.
Parthenon. It is a rotunda, but it's like the Pantheon. It's like a
Parthenon.
I never remember which one's which. Which is the one with the fluted columns? Which is the one that looks like a fucking like. Half of a circle, you know, a cylinder with a dome on top. It's a fucking rotunda. That's what it is.
Yeah. We had a short conversation with the guy in there. Leo's in a...
Did I give him a name? Shit, I don't think I gave him a name.
No, but hey. I do know what he is.
He's an Eater of Hope.
Yep.
Which is a monster, and it also just totally fit the place where he's at, so I just left it. Anyway, so there was an Eater of Hope who is currently... not torturing, but...
He's kind of torturing. Leo is manacled head guillotine thing.
Not a guillotine, gallows. No, not, not a gallows.
We know what we're trying to say, we just can't say it.
It's the
stockade.
Good shot. I give credit where credit's due. If I remember correctly, and I think I do, not Damon. Bedlam. Bedlam had punched a hole in, like, the shadow window up on top.
No, he tried. He could.
Yeah, yeah, he could, because the radiant damage did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Luna smited the lock.
And Luna smited the door to allow, with her energy blade, to cut the bar so that she could open the door there. And you guys were going to come at it from a two-pronged approach.
We did talk to the guy. He was, basically, if we pay him, he'll let...
Okay, so I asked if people had talked to him, and you guys all said no.
I was not there. We did talk to him.
Okay. I do remember that you guys, and he said, if you pay me, I'll let you take him. And did I tell you what he wanted in payment?
No.
Excellent. That's what I plan on.
I've already figured it out.
Wait, wasn't it one good memory and one bad memory?
Yeah. I did say that, yeah. Yes. I was hoping.
And
I
you had that. Us like, stir over it. Sorry. No.
We also have picked up currency in here, Shadow Gems.
Which he doesn't know that we have.
Correct.
Which could be an alternative bargaining chip besides his own life. We could use those as a bargaining chip too.
Okay, because he is much more powerful here than the normal Eater of Hope, to be clear.
Yeah.
Just... So you're not thinking, like, we could kill this thing easy. Like, that is not the case.
Yeah, no. I figure it has more than the...
In lair. And these things don't usually get lairs.
They just don't have lairs.
No.
According to the book.
Now, this one does.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to jump right back into it now because, you know, it's been 20 minutes since we started this recording. All right, yeah, so...
Nice bit to cut out.
Uh-huh. So you're standing in front of the Eater. You guys are kind of surrounding the Eater of Hope is what I have envisioned. Yep. If that's incorrect, let me know. Obviously, I'm not that Gideku's like, that's where you're standing. What the fuck's the point?
Everyone is within 30 feet of me.
Yes, because you're producing... No, it's bright light in here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're also pretty much immune to fear and charm while you're around, too, so...
They can either get the temporary hit points or that effect.
And again, you guys all have the full... Oh, you all have the full stack of temp HP, which is at 8 plus... 6
plus mod.
6 plus mod, so 12? Do you want to double-check that number for me?
Yep, I'm already working on it.
Yes, 12. I have it written down from last time.
Yeah, everyone should be at 12 temp HP. He says, I'll take one good and one bad memory from each of you, and you can go free, and you can take him with you.
Hmm. Not a big...
How conscious is Leo currently looking?
He doesn't look physically abused. He looks just drained beyond all belief.
Not a big fan of,
Think 5 levels of exhaustion. A.K.A. he's fucking useless.
Not a big fan of losing memories I've worked hard to achieve, good or bad. Perhaps a counteroffer.
I'm listening.
I'm not too familiar with this place, but we found some things that might be of value.
Not much holds value here. Gold, silver, I don't hold much sway here. Plastic things people keep bringing and saying they're worth something, they mean nothing to me.
Oh, I get that. I'm talking about things we found here.
Thin cloth with people's faces on them.
Little gems.
Gems? Gems have some semblance of value. Nothing too meaningful.
Gems that were
native to
forged
here.
Awesome. Gems that were forged here.
I'll just pull it towards you. he says, there are very few gems found here, naturally. And how many gems are in it? Because I don't remember.
5. I have it listed on here.
5?
Yeah, it's probably me, then. I probably have the bag.
I think you grabbed it when you were searching.
Yeah, then I will retrieve 1 gem.
And he says, I'd need to see it to know if it held any value.
Can I make an arcana or a religion roll on him?
Either one would get you an answer. Arcana would get you more capabilities. Religion would get you more reactions. Like, personality and things like that.
His personality, would he be more likely to keep said gem if we were to give it to him, hand it to him to look at? That sounds a lot more like insight, but I'm more doing it to his race versus him specific. That's what I was thinking, like religion.
Mm-hmm. Your dice just said they don't want to be out. They don't want to leave.
18 plus.
Well, you should.
Total of 30.
Okay, so I'm going to give you both answers then, because you got close enough that you could figure it out. You know that these are inherently lawful beings. They have a code, and they stick to it. If you make an agreement that you will give it back after inspecting it, he'll absolutely honor it. That's just part of who they are. Once they say they're going to do something, they stick to it to the letter. So, for example, if you say, you will not attack us until we leave this place.
He'll attack us as soon as we step out.
As soon as you step outside that door, he will wreck you 9 ways from Sunday because he's no longer bound. If you were to say, with your high roll, if you were to say, in addition, we'd like you to help us locate this person, and he agreed to it. He would be honor bound to do it.
To help you locate doesn't mean find him alive.
Correct. But that would be.
He could kill. After we find him, he could kill him.
Correct.
Or run off.
Kill him before we find him and then be like, hey, look, I found him.
Mm-mm. That would be. Find out. Once you find them, report where they are.
Still means he could kill him.
And that would be outside the letter of the law because
exactly.
It is two things, find and inform. that he can't do anything in between. It's like he think of him like a computer. He has two commands put in: find and retrieve, or you could say find this person and bring them back to me.
Alive.
And you could put in alive, and then he would be honor bound to do it.
And if they're dead, he has to revive them then.
If he has the ability, or he comes back and says, "I found him dead," but you would know he's not going to lie to you.
So, in our telepathic bond, I relay this information to you that he's basically a rules lawyer. He will follow any rule predetermined.
Natalie might think of him as well, actually.
He is well, actually.
Well, actually, he is.
I know, Paul.
All right, so he says, may I inspect the gem?
But you have to return it.
If you return it when you're done inspecting it.
Agreed.
And I will approach and hand him the singular gem.
How big are they? Did I tell you?
No.
I want to imagine like the size of like a chicken nugget. Like for some reason, that's the image I have in my head. Like approximately like a golf ball sized gem.
Okay.
Faceted, you know, like if you can imagine a rupee from Legend of Zelda, it's that shape of black. Black and purple.
So it's a rupor.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Negative 20 rupees.
Yeah, but not detrimental in this case.
You found a rupor. It takes 20 rupees to get rid of.
Shit. He inspects it. He says, this has value. And he hands it back. I'm sorry. He kind of like tosses like it floats back out of his hand and you know to rest in your palm. And he says, okay, let's deal. And then he kind of like stares at Weasel in the eyes. Like he's obviously locked on you as the...
I'm the face.
Well, yeah, you're the person talking to him. Despite the fact that this is obviously Damon's realm, where like he's pointedly ignoring you. Like you don't exist.
All right.
I'm relying on genius here to keep me, you know... Like, how to phrase everything.
Yep, I am giving him the rules lawyer as contracts as best as my 22 intelligence allows me.
Okay. So, he says, let's make a deal. And then, as he says that, a solid oak table appears in front of him with a large chair and, like, a seat for everyone at it. And there's a contract that appears on the table.
Crap.
And he takes a seat, and you kind of hear Leo groan from the stockade. But he doesn't make any other sounds besides that.
Can you try to link him into our chat? Not the demon.
I prefer fiend.
Is he already in the party line?
That would be telling. Yes.
Shit.
You haven't done anything egregious enough to make me think you're in breach of the guest and host relationship we're currently in.
He's in my head. My head. He's in my head. All right.
Why do I keep hearing Barbie girl playing played in my head? That's what he needs to say.
Because this is hell.
he says, I've heard worse.
As you hear Baby Shark, babe, do 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 do.
I was gonna start a caramel dancing routine, Mike.
And we have to kill the one with talking about the aquatic creatures.
No, it's
the other way around. It would be a copyright strike. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there was something else.
We'll take our seat.
He has and you notice each one's labeled with your name.
Which name would he use?
It would be how you perceive yourself.
Sparkle Pants, this one's for you.
So okay, so what would each person say? Because like, as you're like who you are, not who people perceive you as, but how you perceive yourself. What would your name be? I'm gonna go around the table. We're gonna start with Colin because that's who I always start with. I'm going around the table.
Harold.
Yours would say Harold. I had a feeling yours, that's what yours would be. Rob, what would yours say?
Don't say anything yet.
You had to spell it?
Yes, because I don't want to say it and spoil it.
Genius.
That was not the name you'd think you are.
That's what he wrote down.
It's not bad. That is what you are, but that's not who you are.
Would have my real full name.
Okay. That is who you are. In your heart of hearts, that's who you are.
So on Deimos' chair, it says Deimos Ethereal Kitsis.
Kitsis?
Kitsis.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, no Boswell here. Mike, what you got?
I figure it'd say something like
Senior Boomy Pants?
Boom Gremlin or some shit. Because that's how he sees himself. Or his supreme awesomeness.
Is there a chair for Cece?
Yeah,
she's not with us.
No, Cece didn't come in.
Oh, right, she's with the woman.
We didn't know how it would interact.
And you don't want to play with Wreck in that. It does say Boom Gremlin. Because in your head, that's who you are.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Natalie, what does Brave Force's chair say?
Luna the Great.
All right.
Luna the Great.
What's his chair say?
Luna the Great. Ooh, what does his chair say?
Despoiler.
Spoilers?
D-E, spoiler.
All right.
So not spoilers?
So the real question is that his actual name?
No, it's what he sees himself as.
I gotta make sure I remember what that word means. I'm gonna have to change the answer. Hold on. No, that's totally exactly what that means. Yeah.
Ruiner, basically, is what it means.
Pillager. Someone who takes the spoils of war.
Okay.
So we'll take our seats, and Weasel, as always, doesn't sit.
And perches.
Yep.
Like a chicken.
So you guys take your seats, and the contract comes out, and basically there's a wicked black, like, spike of blackness with a red tip. He says, whatever we agree upon will be filled out and then signed in blood.
I'm used to this.
Ew.
Yeah. All right.
So. I'm sorry, blood or magic, to be clear. It's as much a part of you as your blood.
I know.
Well, unfortunately, I only have blood. I have power, but that's a different story.
There.
I like to make that distinction because Weasel only believes that it's his powers.
It's even not though magic. It's definitely magic, and exactly. He's just channeling it differently.
Exactly. So, what does the contract say so far?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
I'm sorry. It says that
the individuals.
It basically breaks down to Despoiler has requested one good and one bad memory from each of the opposed, each of the following people. List your the names you refer to yourselves as, in return for the safe return of the
Leo Latrame
and Leo Latrame.
Well, you know, my father always told me not to sign anything unless a lawyer is present.
He looks towards Damon.
Not a lawyer, I'm a nurse.
He's as close as you're going to get here.
I know, but I'm just letting you know.
I thought this was hell. I thought they had all the lawyers.
Yeah.
it's not... you're not the first person to think that. No, this is more a way station for lost souls.
Ah.
Not really limbo. That does exist, but I don't really go there. It's very boring.
I hear there's a good limbo line, though.
You'd be surprised how awful it is.
Weasel, why is your forehead all red?
I work with you.
That's the right answer. All right, he says, let's make a deal. And he kind of like looks around the table.
So question. Projected thoughts or all thoughts?
Projected. He's not in your heads. It's just if you're
he hacked the party line.
He has an ability that's allowing him to basically scrape the surface ether.
Thoughts.
No. Scrape the like anything that leaves your head is free game. He's got a wiretap on the area.
He just keeps right. Hearing like TikTok trending songs.
Do I see any emotion coming off of him since you gave me that power set?
Yes, he has a greedy, like a greenish, as well as envy.
Envy,
jealous.
Which is like I want to say like a yellow.
All right.
And also a cool blue, as in professionalism, and like they're like this is a job to him. It's not that he's doing this for fun.
Okay. So. As we stated, we are not too keen on surrendering our memories, but you have suggested that these gems might be worth a gem or two of these might be worth value.
Depending on how many you have and their purity, yes.
If all of them are roughly the same purity, how much for Leo?
And our safe escape from this realm.
3.
Alternatively, actually, as an alternative, how much is each of the, how many memories are each of these gems worth?
I couldn't give you that information. They have value more in, you don't have the means to understand what I'm saying when it comes to what they're worth.
That's why I'm asking for an equivalent on how many you would value them at. Like, is one gem worth one memory, or is one gem worth 10 memories?
But about 3, maybe a little less. Maybe a little more, depending.
Now what about... What about our...
Bakari? Person that
we... Yeah, him.
We weren't actually looking for him. We were looking for this one, but he's an addition. If we can bring him with 2.
With that, we know of another person from our realm who is trapped here.
There are a few of those, yes.
Yes. This one in particular. And this is Mike not remembering.
For one of those gems, I could give you a list.
Actually, we already know of the one that we might be interested in finding.
I'm listening.
We would like to bring him with us when we...
Alive.
I'm listening.
So, what would it cost to find Bakari and bring him with us as we leave?
Alive.
Would I be responsible for returning him or just giving you his location?
Escorting us to him.
And returning him. Why go out of our way? Actually, or either or.
He says, I have 2 offers for you.
Okay.
For 1 gem, I can give you his location. And I can give you a map that'll get you to and from him. To him, and then back out.
Okay.
You'll have to bring Leo with you.
Yes.
For if you were to give me all 5 of those gems...
At no point did we actually tell him how many we had.
I know.
So he knows.
Yep.
He can sense them on you. You don't have a bag of holding or anything. He was being coy.
Yep. I did read the...
Mm-hmm. There, that's why you see the greed intensify when you kind of like nod when he says 5. Like, he's like, yes, I was correct. He says, for all 5, I will, not only will I bring Bakari to you, but I will bring all of you safely to the exit.
Is the exit safe?
The one I'm bringing you to, it will be.
So upon arrival, there would be no immediate harm towards us?
Not if I bring you. I make no promise otherwise. This is a dangerous place. Not really for me, but for you.
You just start hearing the, why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
He says, I've done no such thing. There's no lie in what I said.
Too bad we don't have anyone with insight.
Colin, he's looking at you, you ding dong.
I was more just trying to think of the way around it. Because at least how I see it, he's just going to bring us to a safe exit, but the other side of the exit isn't necessarily safe, or as soon as he brings us there, he's just going to kill us.
No, safely, to see you safely through a portal home would be how he'd phrase it.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, I got a 17 plus 7 for 24.
Natalie, what'd you get on your insight?
I don't have insight, actually.
Can always roll it. Insight's not trained only. There's no trained only skills in this except for tools.
11.
What's your wisdom?
It's plus 0 anyway.
So 11. Okay, so Colin, you get the impression that he is being as level with you as he can. There may be something out of his control, but that is...
That's what I was trying to fish for.
So the thing I'm getting at for this is that these gems seem to be very valuable to him. And why is he willing, then, to drop everything, give us everything we want for these 5 gems?
You could always ask him.
I'm going to ask him that, then.
He says, the gems are an oddity. And with the way this place is built, if something is scarce, it has power. As there are not many of them left, most of them being taken from here, they have gained in value over time. Scarcity. What do you mean? What do you have to tell you? No, he wouldn't. If you want to insight again, you can.
Yeah, I think I have an idea, but... Oh, well, yeah, that's 8 plus 7 for 15.
There is something he's not telling you about where those gems came from.
Yeah. Can I make some religion check just to see if I have any idea about anything about this plane at all? Like why a demon might want to collect gems that are the source of power of...
Absolutely. Anyone who wants to roll can.
I'm not going to succeed probably, but yep, that's a 14.
I rolled a 12 plus a 2.
For religion?
Yeah.
No,
2
plus
12.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's different. I was like, shit, you only have plus 2? How the fuck did that happen? So what'd you get on religion, Colin?
14.
Also, you have inspiration.
I know.
Multiple inspiration.
No, not anymore.
You down to the 1?
Down to 1.
Hey, you're the one who gets it most at my table.
Apparently.
I had a question.
Yes.
I was going to pose it to him. If these things are more valuable, the less of them there are in this realm, would not giving you 4 of them and us leaving with 1 make those 4 more valuable?
I'd rather have 5.
Sounds like with your logic there, Weasel, him having the last 1 in the world would be even more valuable than having 5.
No, to be clear... It's not, they don't gain in value to me in scarcity. I need as many of them as I can get my hands on.
What would you be able to do with them?
That's none of your concern.
Who are they of value to?
Beings of power.
Beings of power of this realm?
If you are a true being of power, you have power in every realm.
That's also not a no.
So we're going to give a fiend... 5 objects of power to appease beings of power. And that sounds like a good idea to you guys?
He's also in our heads if you didn't know Bedlam.
I'm just speaking out loud at this point. No point in even trying to hide it.
I have no designs on your realm.
Well, I personally would like to hold on to at least 1 of these, but seeing as it would get us out of here safely,
walked through this place pretty safely. We have a way back.
Through the most tame part of this.
Also, this guy location. Could kill us.
And we know the guy's going to come back to his house.
He should.
Yeah.
You know that his journal entries went years without coming back. Like.
Yeah.
So here's the real question. Is worth saving Basset worth giving... Bakai, worth giving 5 powerful gems to a fiend?
We went over this last time, but what do we know about Bakari other than he fought Granite, or he fought Necro?
You know, you would know that he was a cape. He wasn't known for being personal, but he was known for really fighting the good fight and taking on people who... others would just run away from.
And getting turned into a pile of rocks?
No.
Over and over again. Sorry, Art.
No, but yeah. Yes, you know that he got beaten down, but he always came back and was never afraid to go into the fight despite his loss. And you also know that he was noble in the way he fought. He wasn't, like, a brute. He always looked for the way that led to the least harm to people. He was a cape's cape. He really was. He was someone that...
And he's been here for 50 years.
And you know that El Combustion, your grandfather, worked with him on and off. And they were friends.
Then I'm sold. We're getting him out of here.
Yes, that wasn't for sure.
Is Bakari willing to come back even?
In his journal, he was very clear. I will find a way out of this place. I will find it.
In his journal, was he talking about how he's... Did it sound like he was still fighting the good fight?
Yes, he talked about how he was slaying monsters in this locale, that anything that tried to harm others.
So, wait, why wouldn't Bakari be coming after you?
Have you had an interaction with Bakari?
He's tried.
So you have had an interaction?
Yes, we fought to a standstill and then he left. I wasn't willing to use a trump card on someone when there was a chance I could make a deal instead. And you see his eyes glow when he says trump card. Like, you know he's not bluffing. He has something that would really fuck somebody's day up, but he just doesn't want to use it.
Got it.
What was the deal you made with Bakari?
He wouldn't make a deal. He didn't have enough left to make a deal after what happened to him.
Enough of what left?
It's not my time. It's not my place to tell.
Is he extremely injured currently?
At the time he was. He has since recovered as far as I understand.
How's his sanity currently? Do you know?
Wounded. Still there, but wounded.
All right. I would assume seeing you coming to him would not bode well.
We've spoken since then.
Huh.
I would say we're on speaking terms. We're two of the less warped creatures in this realm.
Uh-huh.
Wait, so the great hero Bacardi is on speaking terms with a fiend.
Okay, that is the third time you fucked his name up.
In different ways.
Oh, so yeah.
The last one was
an Bacardi, right?
You said
Bacardi.
Like the drink. I was like, yeah, shots. No. He ain't that guy.
Oh, no, I'm saying Bacardi.
We heard Bacardi last time. We were like, what the fuck?
And the time before that, it was like...
Bacar or something like that.
Right in front of me. It's Bacardi.
It is not what you said.
Oh, no. So I'm just going to say Bacardi multiple times. Bacardi. Bacardi. Bakari.
I'm not editing any of that. I mean, I'll cut it out, but I'm not gonna like.
No, leave it. You can leave it. It's fine.
I wonder though if he just doesn't have any memories to give him anymore.
Have you sapped his memories?
I've done nothing of the sort.
If he were to return back to our world, would he fit? Would he survive in our world?
Survive, yes.
Would he be able to go into society and be with people?
It would take years. Or a very good healer.
I don't have lesser restoration yet.
Lesser restoration, you do.
No, not yet.
Here's a real question.
Second level spell, yeah, you do.
Oh, right. I'm a cleric. I can switch out spells.
I don't know it yet. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking cleric. Hold on.
I'm playing a wizard master game.
Tomorrow. Hold on. I want to know this spell.
Does it require a component?
No, not lesser. Greater, yeah. Greater's expensive. 2,500 GP per casting. Or 500 per... Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah. I'm 5 if you guys are.
Hmm?
I'm fine with 5 if you guys are.
Look, he's hiding something.
Yes, and that is a risk we will have to take, but...
I'm not looking forward to making this actual deal.
Do you have the book?
Yes. We brought the book with, I believe. Which book? The Twilight book?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know then.
I think you left it behind. I don't think you took it with you. It was sitting on the desk, but she didn't give it to you.
Then I didn't take it.
Have you rolled the note for knowledge about this realm or not really?
I think so.
Last game.
And you rolled for knowledge of the gems. You can roll it again, because new information has come to light that would change your perception.
What skill?
Religion. Yeah.
Plus 12. 18 total.
Six plus 12.
There's a reason why there were only... There's no more of those gems. They weren't mined. But you don't know why they weren't mined.
Can I make an assumption that there were parts of somebody? There are visitors of a sort?
Part of that sentence is correct. The other half isn't.
I'm saying that there are people's souls in this world. These gems are.
Yes.
Point for Mike, by the way.
It's a soul gem.
Yep. But I had the idea from Ben's game.
Of whom? You don't know who they are.
I'm assuming powerful people.
You didn't roll well enough to get that information.
I know. That's my own assumption.
Making assumptions.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be other Twilight clerics like myself, or it could be other members of my domain that gave up their power.
Who can say?
Je ne
sais pas. Je ne sais pas.
Can you try drawing, are you sharing all this over your psychic link?
He's tapped our link.
He's privy to everything that happens on the psychic link.
Yeah, I'm sharing this, by the way.
This sucks, by the way.
Okay.
I know, that's why I liked it. So I didn't have to look at him ever.
Do we have a deal?
So, wait.
Do you even know what your deal you're doing is, sir? Because I feel like there's been multiple deals been thrown onto the table.
The last one he stated was 5 gems for the safe for him to take you guys, Leo, and Bakari and get you safely through a portal back to your realm.
Damon,
that is the standing deal.
Can you into some of the magic of those gems? So, Damon, are you able to access any of the magic of those gems? Like, channel anything out of it?
I proceed to come in contact with the gem.
There's something there.
Arcana?
No, it's more of a feeling. Roll intelligence.
It's a +6.
And proficiency?
No.
18 plus 6. 18 on the die, 6 for intelligence.
You get 4 total. You get fear and pain and surprise and darkness.
Am I sensing any of this? Emotion sense?
Oh, God. Yeah, you look at the gem, you get all the... exactly.
When Luna looks at it, she sees the dark ruby from Legend of Zelda.
You weren't looking at it like a person before, so you weren't looking for that. Once you look closer, you see the gem is colored like that.
Upon closer inspection to the gems, do I actually see people in them?
You don't You know what? That's a cool enough idea. I'm going to say yes. They have on togas.
Interesting.
Back when the realm was first taken. Because I remember this had like a Greek feel to it.
Ding, ding, ding. These are the souls of the 250 original occupants of this realm. There are 250 in existence. There will never be any more.
So not really.
Three?
I don't know if 5 is really a good deal anymore. I feel like that's too much.
You also don't know if they would survive going through the portal.
I mean, 8 memories for this. So the exchange rate, if we map this out.
5 souls for 8 memories.
That you do not get to choose if you lose.
I thought we could, but
no.
Maybe you had said that, or maybe I just misheard that.
No.
What if we throw in
one more memory if we get to choose?
No, that's not how he works.
2 more memories. The 2-for-1 deal.
No.
Listen, man, I have a lot of trauma, and I just kind of want to get rid of some of the bad trauma. Could you just take that? I'm not saying that, really. Don't.
The problem is...
your memories are what make you who you are.
The trauma is just as important as the good.
Well, part of why Luna is such a good person
is
because she's trying to not be like her mother.
Yeah.
If you remove everything about your mother... you lose your personality of wanting to be good.
Right.
And you could turn into a bad person because you were given power.
Yeah.
And then you can switch your archetype to Oathbreaker.
Ooh, fun. I'm joking. No, I don't want to do that. No.
So, it's a choice.
With these being souls.
Can I think of a way to free the souls from the gems?
No. You're not nearly powerful enough to do that. You'd need soul transfer, which I'm not even sure is a spell in this edition, but I treat it as if it's not, it'd be an 8th level spell.
Magic jar.
Which is an 8th level spell as well.
Yeah.
The problem is they won't survive outside of this realm.
There's a good chance they won't.
So we can't take them with.
So we may
as well use them to our advantage for now.
They would survive for at least a minute, because that's how long your aura lasts.
Wonderful.
So, could one of us just give 14 memories for the same equivalence?
No.
Ah, shoot.
Mine makes sense because she's a dumb teenager. It doesn't make sense for your character.
He cherry picks the memories that are worth the most. Things like the moment you realized you wanted to be a cape, the worst thing that ever happened to you. The truly formative memories are the ones that are worth the most to him. The ones that would most drastically change your personalities.
Yeah.
We don't want it.
We're not going to win in a straight up fight.
We don't know that.
Imagine if Luna had like a hamster in her pocket and just was like, here, take the memories of this hamster. Then she takes the hamster out of her pocket.
There's no hamster in her pocket.
That's actually just a piece of poop.
I'm not putting CC through that. No.
It's just,
no.
Imagine if he was just like, why the hamster?
I don't think that'll end.
Also, there's no way in fuck you find Bakari. This place is too damn big.
So this also brings up the question, is there anything of Bakari left to save? He's going to spend
yes.
He had said yes.
Also, in his journal, you see there is still something of him there. He mentions how he wants to get back to Riverside City so he can rejoin the, you know, his people. So he can try and bring honor to his family name. And I am Bakari.
Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of choice words.
You guys have a decision to make. I'm not pushing anybody anywhere because...
How much just for the map to find Bakari and then the directions to the portal out of here?
I believe...
Just one.
We have the way out already. We have the...
No, you have a way out.
Yeah.
It may not be the best way out.
And we are talking about sacrificing 5 souls just so we can save...
250 souls.
No. That's just 5 of 250.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. The most of them are either gone or taken somewhere else. That's why, you know, the fewer of them there are left.
Yeah, I mean, on the cosmic scale of things...
How about
I
don't this? Think
our time is worth 5 souls.
Hmm?
I don't think saving us some time is worth 5 souls.
It's not just saving you time, it's getting you there. Because there's no guarantee you survive.
We were walking through this place pretty just fine.
But now we just found him and now he knows that we're here.
Also, he said you were in the most tame locate part of this place.
Still, we can always retreat back here. We can always retreat out. We can always leave Bakari.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
He's a friend of El Combustion.
I just don't feel comfortable dealing with a fiend if I can help it.
Fiend is such
You even corrected me to say fiend.
Yes, he's not a demon, he's not a devil. He is a... What if I sweeten the deal?
Splain.
We love sweets.
In addition to getting you, Bakari, and Leo out safely... I also give you the list of the rest of the capes trapped here. Necro's been sending people here for a long time.
Well, a list not...
or their aid, your aid to get them out of here.
I don't think he would offer a list of people that are here could help us in.
If we know Bakari's here, but we aren't able to rescue him, if there were a bunch of heroes here that we knew who were here, we would just need to stay here longer to save all of them.
Back.
we also don't know if any, just because there's a list of them here, we don't know how many of them are still alive, or if
I'll only include the alive ones.
Do I think I can make my way back here if I wanted?
With your Mars help, yeah.
Then why couldn't we just leave a note for Bakari and tell him where to go to get out, and that Grimoire will run a pickup service for us.
And Bakari might not be the first one to find said note.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Because it could be somebody we don't want coming out that finds it.
Couldn't we just write it in a code?
Yeah, but how are we going to get a code to... I think he said he worked with...
This is one of the Tamer regions.
Correct.
So would there be something that El Combustion would... Like a catchphrase or something that he would know?
It's boom time.
Here comes the boom.
Okay.
I'm already
this is Luna talking. Okay, so let's listen. So we're going to blast around here with a bunch of explosions and fireworks to lure him to come here.
We might draw more attention from other things than
our
target. There's a lot of bad shit around here, remember?
And who says that Bakari is within sound and sight range?
You guys are right. I'm sorry.
And wouldn't Alcombustion and a bunch of the other...
I don't have to go in with all the explosions. It's fine.
Well, Colin, you asked if the FSA would be willing to send a rescue party.
Yeah, we have a way in.
The way you got in here, it's not something that is you could do it. You can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But the only people who are safe here are people like Damon, are just immune to this effect, to the warping. So Damon would have to go with that party, without question.
But if heroes have been trapped here for so long, they're either going to be warped by this area, or they're going to be able to survive a few more years.
I can't give you any help on this, because I know enough about what's going on that anything I say will color your opinion.
Okay.
So, I'm going to write down some names. And then you guys then can...
Can I insight his sweetening of the pot? I want to see if he's like wants them out of here or something like that. I rolled an 11 plus 7 for 18.
He could not care less if they were gone.
Okay.
If they're here long enough, they'll convert into more souls. They'll convert into more gems.
More souls.
We also have that shard. One of the shades dropped a shard version of one of these gems. But that's not as really worth as much as, say, the gems would be.
How big was it? Did I tell you?
You said it was a shard, so I'm assuming, like, tiny.
But that's his assumption. We don't...
Now, I thought the shard was bigger.
Okay, it's a big shard.
Like, it looked like a stone that was broken, but, like, a bigger chunk.
Well, we killed a shade, and then these things dropped off of the, what do you call it?
Okay, no, so the shard is smaller. The shard was from the shadow, the original things.
Yeah.
The shadows.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, in my head, that was something else that dropped later, but you're right, it was off the shadows.
Do these have any value to you?
The shard?
Yeah.
He says, not as much as the gems, but I would love to own it.
Would we be able to make a deal for you to escort heroes to... safely to the gateways for exchange for them?
You mean capes?
Yeah.
He says, no, that's not enough value for me to do that. It's enough to it would be enough to get you the list. But then again, the list is included now if you go. Yeah.
Alright. So,
who's... I'm still on team no for this. I think we could... So, can I incite him to get a general power level?
You don't have the right class for it, but I'll let you try. Okay. The DC is very high.
Can I make a religion roll to...
No.
Right. Yeah, that's a 12.
You already did. No.
Not just for combat purposes. Do I think we could take him with...
Keeping all of you alive? No. You don't. Especially if he uses his trump card. Which he told you he has, and you know he wasn't lying.
Yeah.
Is his trump card killing him off?
Do a vote, please.
No. Yes, you could do a vote if you'd like.
I thought you said no to the vote. I was
like, no,
I said no to him using the trump card being Leo.
No, because him basically ripping all the good parts out of Leo will turn him into another gem, which makes him more valuable. And it'll take hundreds of years, but he's okay waiting that long.
All right, so who's for the contract as is?
I am.
I'm not.
What are you for?
What are you for, Colin?
Well, you already know what he's is.
Yeah, I can't in good conscience sacrifice the souls of five people.
So is five people worth saving six people?
We could just give up the memories or fight him instead. What did these five people do?
You're basically saying that you want your full personality to change. After we give our memories, you know what's going to happen? Is that we're going to all fucking hate each other.
I'm not saying we give him memories. I think
you just said that. You just said that. That's what you
do. Also, Paul, fuck you. Fuck you.
For this?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is one. I guarantee this is going to be one of the more interesting episodes that gets people interested. This is
you know what? I'm thinking of that one episode, Paul. of Dungeons & Daddies where they're trying to figure out what the fuck to do with those gems. And that's exactly what's happening right now, except we're angrier.
Yeah, but we're not professional voice actors, so you know, we're more involved in the character.
If you give up your memories, like you're suggesting, you're going to be a completely different...
I'm not saying we give up our memories.
You just did.
You just did.
No, I'm saying
you that's said a more we can give up our memories or we can fight it.
Souls. But what is it? I'm not saying I think we should fight him. I'm not saying we should give up our five souls. I'm saying of the three options we have, giving five souls isn't worth it.
Five souls that are long dead. Five souls that are long dead for the six of us to get out of here.
We can get out of here at any time. We know the way out.
If we try to leave without making the deal, he'll attack us.
Correct.
And I currently believe he is too strong for us. One of us will not walk out of here.
And most likely that'll be me.
And if it's me, well, you guys won't walk out either.
Exactly.
You had to ruin it for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely going to kill you.
So,
which is why I was going to start off with Beacon of Hope and just get myself alive.
Damn, I was going to get you on that one. You guys had no idea.
Damn.
Was that his trump card?
No, but that was his plan.
Yeah, get mine.
Get you, and then you guys are fucked.
Hey, why don't you just step outside of this room, then? Wait, why is he in this room? How is he able to... to pass the souls. Never mind. Silly question. Wait, why is this area special?
Hold on a second. Didn't three people already vote yes?
No.
Rob didn't say his vote.
Yeah, we don't know his.
Two of us voted yes.
An abstention would mean that it goes down to three people, which means the vote is done.
Correct. I haven't abstained.
He hasn't Nobody's said asked what his me. Vote is.
Right, what the fuck's your vote?
I did! I said, what is yours? And you did not answer!
Nobody listens to me.
I was going to listen. I'm so upset.
What's your vote?
We will do the deal.
Excellent.
Let me go through the contract.
It is boilerplate. Like neither party will divert from this path. Blah blah blah. He's not allowed to hurt you from now. He also gave you an extra day outside, just as like a. I'm really not trying to fuck you here.
Okay.
So, can I make an intelligence check just to go through the contract, making sure there's no loopholes,
You're not proficient,
no exploits?
You're not proficient in law, so I'm not going to give you a proficiency, but I'm going to let you roll.
Could I text my lawyer?
Not from in here.
Damn it.
And now I'm thinking about that thing from the meme page about sending somebody to the Shadow Realm one way or the other. You've triggered my GLAT card. GAT card. 9 plus 6 for 15.
He is a law-abiding thing. As long as you sign this, you guys are safe.
Yeah, I'm just checking for loopholes for any workarounds.
The only thing you see is that him giving you the list, he doesn't have giving you the location on the list. The location
just
is
the
not
list of people. That
just
are
the
here.
List.
Can we add in the shard from the shadow for locations of the people on the list?
Deal.
How are these people still alive here?
When I read the list, it'll make a little bit of sense. I wrote down who they were and what their powers were.
So it sounds like our RSC NPC list is going to get huge for this episode.
Fuck.
Because Mike's doing the current episodes, if Colin doesn't get them.
No, I haven't.
I'm doing the current episodes. How is Bakari even alive?
There's a reason for that, and I will share with you the.
I remember. I know why you showed it to me. I think.
All right, so let's do it.
All right, so you sign, and each of you he has you put your thumb on it, and then he asks magic or blood to each of you.
I go to put my hand on it. I'm like, oh, sorry, force of habit.
Magic or blood?
I was referring to my runes.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh. And then channels magic.
All right, and your imprint, and it spells out your name and made out of your magic. For Weasel? Or
again, Boomgrim? I don't have magic, so it has to be blood.
But he does ask you, pointedly.
And just like, I don't have magic, so...
A little piece of paper reaches out, you know, like, extends out, stabs you in the finger, and then the blood forms into your name, which is Boom Gremlin.
Huh.
He looks over at Bedlam. You see, if he doesn't do this, I'll just kill him.
Hey, and then Paul gets to kill him.
No, this is spoiler looking at you. If he doesn't do this, I'll just kill him. My deal with you is already made.
Fuck.
If he doesn't want in...
That's a good thing Natalie hasn't signed it yet.
Oh, Luna the Great? Magical blood.
I literally just hold up my hands at that. Just like, what?
Blood.
A little stab? It doesn't hurt. It's just literally. Oh.
I'd like to think you went with magic, and it's just like the sparkly, glittery name.
Yes, yes, it's magic.
Calligraphy.
A little pulse of your glitter. Your name spells out in glitter, and little sparkles come off of it on the paper.
And
little
fireworks. You just hear. Pew, pew. Yeah.
He looks at you. I'll ask you one last time, Bedlam.
Harold.
Oh, Harold. Magic or blood?
The rest of us decide we cannot help you if you choose other.
Yeah, because otherwise we will not interfere in the doings that would, you know, constitute him getting killed. You know,
I give blood.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Harold.
Gets stabbed and you really misspelled Harold on your name. Wait, twice. Really? Yeah.
It's Harold.
Yeah. It's H A O. It's H A R O or H E A R A L, but you spelled it wrong twice. And with that, he says, "Ah, excellent! A signed contract," and it whirls up, and then it.
What about our copies?
Fair, and he smacks it like against his hand, and another one appears on the table.
Could you fax it over to? She Weasel says lawyer name.
As you pick it up, it like compresses itself down into like the size of like a fucking cocktail sword.
Huh.
He says, when you need to read it, just flick it and it'll regain its size.
Neat. And I'll put it away.
And then one of your many pouches.
Yeah.
And he says, excellent. And he hands you a piece of parchment with, you know, very, very like old and crinkly looking. And he said, and there are only four names on it. Bakari, Sigma.
You're going to also list the powers to go with them.
You're going to have to roll for them, but I'm pretty sure that one of you is going to have the answers. It's Bakari, Sigma, Arclight, and Tigress. Okay. Not Adorable Tiger. Tigress. Adorable Tiger is also a villain.
Wait, didn't you say the names of the capes?
Yes, I did, just now.
Wait,
Bakari, Arclight, and Tigress. Yeah, Adorable Tiger is a villain. Is a cowl that Natalie came up with. She's a villain, and she's not here. She did not come here.
You said we're gonna roll histories.
It is her daughter, though. Like, Adorable Tiger is Tigress's daughter.
Oh.
Who's rolling history?
Anybody can roll.
I got a plus 12.
I got a plus 0.
I have a plus 4.
Let's get it.
Oh, one intelligence plus three proficiency.
13, 14,
15, 17
total.
I rolled a 1. That's for a total of 13.
Wow, I did better. I rolled 14.
All right, so...
17!
The high rolls are 17. You know that that you guys are no Bakari, and I didn't waste your roll on Bakari. This is Sigma. Sigma was known for his psychic abilities. Okay. And how you would infer he survived here is that he trapped his mind in, like, essentially he put himself into a loop to stop himself from going crazy.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Basically, he put himself in, he put his own thoughts in a loop to stop him from being corrupted by this place.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
How do they eat and sleep?
They don't need to.
And drink.
We've never had the feeling since we got here.
Never mind.
Next victim, next... person.
This is Arclight.
Here we go again.
Oh, we're all rolling each time.
Yeah, why not? 18
plus
4.
10 plus 12 equals
22. 22. Yeah.
Okay, so the
my rolls are flat.
Average.
So the twin 20. Colin, how'd you do?
first one was 11, second one was 10.
Okay, so...
Wait, did he tell you? What did you roll, Mike?
11.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the Twin 22s know that Arclight is known for light and fire powers.
The light powers would keep her safe here.
And the light powers would keep her safe here. Not necessarily related to superluminal or subluminal, but they could never disprove it either.
Okay.
And it's another woman. So that's Sigma's a guy, Arclight's a girl, and then Tigress.
Guy? I got nothing. That's a 3.
12 plus 6 for 18.
8 plus 4 is 12.
You flipped your numbers, but I know what you mean. You have a plus 12.
Yeah. And the highest I've rolled is a 10 so far.
Yeah, so well, it was your 18 total.
Yeah.
18 gives you that she is effectively a person who can shapeshift into either a full tiger or a, you know, hybrid tiger.
Were-tiger.
But no way.
Literally were-tiger.
So is the were-tigerness her ability to survive here? Because she's the prowler
immune
of the
to
night?
Disease. Immune to curses.
Because she's already cursed.
It's more, and that curse is more powerful.
Guess what spell I took today?
Anti-curse.
Whoops.
Yeah, that would actually kill her. That's the only thing holding it back. And the location is listed, and it's like a small map for each of them with a distance and to make it simple, I put it as the current distance from your point of entry. That isn't where we'll be leaving from, but that is what, if you were to come back,
return.
That is where you come in.
And you, part of the contract was, we also have 24 hours from when we initially leave, that you will still not harass us?
Correct.
Does time move differently here?
You ask a good question.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you.
You have to tell me.
That is not.
You have to pinky promise. Pinky promise.
We figured it out last time that Noah does not.
Okay.
I know.
I like harassing.
I'm reminding.
I like to harass him, though. Ah. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't are you ready?
He's the demon.
Why?
Are you ready?
They live a long time and they have good memories.
Oh,
shit. Yeah, he has a point.
Yes.
Excellent. So he snaps his fingers, and the stockade, that was a good snap, and the stockade falls off of, just disappears into smoke, and Leo falls to the ground.
I swoop up, pick him up, make sure he gets his...
He is emaciated, he's on death's door. He really is. And it looks like he's been kept there for a while.
I can carry him as your healing.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What about my spells? I know I have certain abilities to last a longer period of time here. What about spells?
What spell are you thinking?
Beacon of Hope. Advantage on death saves, advantage on wisdom checks, and maximizes healing.
It's Phil from Twilight, so I think it would last. What's it usually last? A minute?
I believe so, yeah. It's concentration.
It lasts an hour. But it would still be concentration.
But it wouldn't help them yet.
No. He says, excellent. Well, I guess I'll gather you all up and we'll go. So he, a black energy lashes out of him and wraps around each of your waists. And with a flap of his wings, you all explode out the front door and out into the night.
Okay.
Everyone make a dex save real quick.
Dex?
Son of...
D-E-X.
Son of a bitch.
14 plus moderate.
18 plus 8 for 26.
Good.
11 plus 5 for 16.
3 plus 14. I swear I can math equals 17.
Okay, so you say the number... Die roll first. Then 14, the plus.
Plus 3.
Okay, 17.
I'm making a saving. It was a saving
deck
throw.
Deck saving throw.
So 14 plus 2 is 16.
You're okay. Proficient.
No, she's got her aura.
Oh, yeah.
We could add.
Can we get that too?
Yeah. Only one or two of you, but either way, the DC was 10. It was to not fall out of his sphere. Because he doesn't care. He was
No, our contract was
to keep, no yes. harm. No harm. You're not harmed if you're in it for a second or two, but it's very uncomfortable. And basically, you all grabbed hands is what it ends up being. And then you make
friendship.
And you pulled Leo in as well, I assume.
Yep.
So he flies you, and it feels like you guys are going Mach 2. Like, it is distinctly uncomfortable.
Less so for me.
You're used to sudden acceleration from living with your grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. And a couple seconds later, you look down and you see a dark black stone man fighting off a horde of what looks like little imps.
Okay.
That are shooting out lightning. And just wading through him, just smashing the shit out of him. But stone's getting chipped off as he goes. And just a black lash shoots out, snatches him up, and keeps flying.
I was going to cast a spell.
What are you going to cast?
Moonbeam!
If you want, sure. Right?
Just a nuke him from orbit.
I mean, Thunderball would be good too, right?
If you guys want to sneak some XP here, I'm fine with that. As a flavor thing.
Soon as he gets pulled out of the way, we'll drop a Thunderball and a Moonbeam.
Yep.
That's fine.
Mine's concentration. I can keep relocating it.
You just go.
I'm just saying, fuck that area in particular.
I like the fact you're just like, and then I move it 20 feet to the left. And then I move it 20 feet to the left and just getting the whole line.
I'm just going to drag it with
No, it's a horde like hundreds of feet wide. So literally, whenever you move, you're just killing a line of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then killing the next line and then next
do
line.
Do I have something like that?
I think you could just launch a Roman candle.
Or just your standard Eldritch Blast thing. Mm-hmm.
That's the Roman candle.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
And Glitter Cone doesn't go far enough. If you want to roll two attack rolls, you can. It's a flavor thing more than anything. Just 2d20s.
A 15.
Plus 6, yeah. Yeah, you killed two of them.
12.
12 plus 6 is
18.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys killed probably 50 or 60. No, probably more like, well, with the continued moonbeam, you don't have to be able to see.
just let it sit there.
200 or so of them. Like,
damn.
Yeah, no, solid. So he banks a hard right, and Bakari is swearing in ancient Egyptian, very very loudly. It's heard as well. Basically, he's saying, you know, you foul creature, you broke our we had a deal. Basically, you broke this deal. May Ra have mercy on your soul.
I will try to speak to him in Latin.
Who are you? Latin.
I am Damon. We have made a deal with him to get you out of here.
Hmm. What about the others?
We can come back. We have their locations. Tigris, Arclight, and...
Sigma.
There you go.
We are friends of El Combustion.
He's alive?
Oh, yes.
Wait, no, this isn't Latin. You can't understand it. Sorry.
I'm assuming the mental link translation.
Oh, yeah. Did you rope him in?
Not yet. I'm just keeping with...
Also, did you rope in Leo either?
Yeah, that was the first thing I asked.
Yeah, I would have, yeah.
So Leo is not responding. He's...
Yep.
I'm relying on him to translate.
I will drop the El Combustion.
You also have the 100-foot telepathy of any language.
Oh, yeah. Then I will just directly with that. We are friends of El Combustion.
And that old bastard's still alive. Oh, I'm sorry. That young whippersnapper's still alive?
Yes, very much so.
Huh. Not young anymore.
He's not that young, but...
When you're as old as I am.
I suppose. You don't look a day over 500.
Thank you. That's so kind. Now, what the hell did you do to make a deal with a fiend for?
Save lives.
Reasonable. Okay.
All it cost was 5 souls.
Do you know what caused this region to fall into chaos? To fall into the Twilight Realm? I do.
Somebody fucked up.
I've been here long enough.
Please enlighten us.
You see, it wasn't one person fucking up.
Wow. Enlighten?
Yeah.
You see, it wasn't one person fucking up. It was an entire region decided that they were going to...
250 people.
Those are the ones who survived the initial blast. Over 1,000 people decided that they were going to worship the dark gods. And one of them actually succeeded to talk to him. And in his bit of insanity as he died, he threw this place and all the people who worshipped the dark god into the Twilight Realm. In an effort to save the rest of the world. He succeeded. He's dead. Well, except for the... I never did figure out how to dislodge that crystal. But either way. None of those crystals were worth saving. Not one person there was worth saving.
They seemed afraid.
Wouldn't you be afraid when you saw the person you think of as your god step down and kill half of you? Right in front of your eyes?
True.
Are you saying Despoil is God here?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. I just wanted clarification.
No. His kind are sent to all the planes like this. The demi-planes of greed and destruction. This is not the Twilight Realm. It's a Twilight Realm. Just happens to be the one you're most attuned to.
Hmm. Makes sense.
I know. I knew a priestess once just like you.
As we continue to fly towards the exit.
I mean, that was in Latin, but I assume he's translating.
Yep.
Well,
because no one spoke.
My conversation is with.
Is English? Like, well, then he would.
Telepathic.
Then he would translate. The only shared language you have is English.
I feel like a conversation that is being had is one sided, and it's just like, you know, maybe if we like introduced him to a dog, maybe he wouldn't be so rough on people, you know what I mean? Like, mean?
Rough.
Who?
The one that was just talking.
Bakari?
No.
Eater of Hope. Despoil.
Despoiler?
Yeah. If he met a dog, maybe he wouldn't be so rough.
Let's give him a hellhound. Instead of the spoiler, he'll just be the spoiler.
He just needs a doggo.
And make sure he's dyslexic.
Wow. You're going to have a fucking mark.
Yeah.
And you know what? And as you approach the dark black archway... it flickers Damon, you feel a pull, and you lose a third level spell slot. Not permanently, just for today. And the portal lights up. This is the safest I could get you. I recommend you go north when you get out. It's pretty cold.
Oh, God.
Have a nice day. And he yeets you guys through the hole, and the portal closes. And with that, and as you land in a barren wasteland of ice, it's time to end. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Colin, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
Rob, what you got?
You can follow me at RSCPodRob. Talk to you guys next time.
Mike?
You can find me on Twitter with my new account. I don't think the old one's working anymore, but Math Rock Studio. Check it out. See you on there. Have a good one, everybody.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Hi, this is Natalie, and I have someone to plug ready. Mm-hmm. This is Stacy. She is the person that does art. And her Instagram handle is ACEYMARSZ_Arts, ARTS, and that's on Instagram.
And she did our logo.
And I'm looking at her page right now, and she has a cute little like harvest moon looking one, and it's very sweet.
All right.
Look.
This is an audio medium. How are they supposed to look?
I'm showing Paul the DM.
I see it.
Look with your ears, men.
All right.
And others.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.